Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illahi. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets, Nabiyyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, and likewise all of his family members and companions. Amma ba'd. On this evening preceding the first day of Jumada al-Ula in the year 1438, I'm grateful to Allah Ta'ala to join my brothers in the city of Palm Beach at the Islamic Center there for our regularly scheduled and ongoing weekly classes through the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida on the subject of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles, the book authored by the great scholar of Al-Islam, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab At-Tamimi, rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah the Most High have mercy upon him. And at this time, we begin on the top of page 100 of the explanation of that great book by the scholar Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah have mercy upon him as well. We begin our discussion at this time in our brief session here with the statement of the author of the text, وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, and as well to affirm and believe in the last day. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen gives quite a lengthy explanation of the meaning of this phrase and the meaning of the idea of our belief in the last day. And we'll begin our discussion of that long topic with this session, taking two essential points, and that is the resurrection and the account. اليوم الآخر, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he says, the last day, يوم القيامة, it is the day of standing, the day of judgment. الذي يبعث الناس فيه للحساب والجزاء. It's the day when the people shall be brought forth in order to be taken to account and to be recompensed. وسمي بذلك, and it has been named this name, meaning the last day. اليوم الآخر. اليوم الآخر. The last day. لأنه لا يوم بعده. Because there's no day after it. حيث يستقر أهل الجنة في منازلهم. As the people, the residents of paradise, will take their permanent abode in their places of residence in paradise. وأهل النار في منازلهم. And the people of the fire will take their places for eternity. We seek Allah's protection and refuge from the fire. والإيمان باليوم الآخر, and the belief in the last day, يتضمن ثلاثة أمور. It includes three matters. الأول, the first one, الإيمان بالبعث, to believe in the resurrection. وهو إحياء الموتى حين ينفخ في الصور. And that is the resurrection of the dead, the bringing of the dead back to life when the horn is blown. النفخة الثانية, the second blowing of the horn, the first one being for the death of all of the people, the second one to resurrect them. فيقوم الناس لرب العالمين. So all of the people then stand unto Allah, the Lord of all things. حُفَاتٌ or حُفَاتًا غَيْرَ مُنْتَعِلِينَ, barefoot, having no shoes. عُرَاتًا غَيْرَ مُسْتَتِرِينَ, naked, having nothing to screen them or clothe them. غُرْلًا غَيْرَ مُخْتَتَنِينَ, uncircumcised. قال الله تعالى, and Allah the Most High has said, كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده, just as we began the creation in the beginning, we'll return it that way. وعدا علينا, a promise upon us. إنا كنا فاعلين, most certainly we shall do this. From Surah Al-Anbiya, the 104th verse. والبعث حق ثابت, and the resurrection, it is and establish reality. Dalla alayhi al-kitabu. The evidence of the Quranic texts prove it. Was sunnatu. And the hadiths in the sunnah prove it. Wa ijma'u al-muslimin. And the consensus of the Muslims also backs it. قال الله تعالى Allah the Most High has said ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون. And then after that you shall be made to die. ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون. Then after that, surely you on the day of standing, on the day of judgment, shall be resurrected, shall be brought forth. And that's from Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 15th and 16th verses. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتًا غُرْلًا. The people on the day of judgment shall be gathered together, barefoot and uncircumcised. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, agreed upon, meaning collected by the two Imams, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, in their Sahih, authentic hadith compilations. وَأَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَىٰ ثُبُوتِهِ. And all of the scholars of the Muslims have unanimously agreed that it is something affirmed. وَهُوَ مُقْتَضَى الْحِكْمَةِ. And it is what is in line with wisdom. حَيْثُ تَقْتَضِي. And يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ لِهَذِهِ الْخَلِيقَةِ مَعَادًا. As it is befitting and appropriate that Allah the Most High makes for this creation a return. يُجَازِيهِمْ فِيهِ. And he recompenses them in that return. عَلَى مَا كَلَّفَهُمْ بِهِ. With what he has placed upon them of obligations to fulfill. عَلَى أَلْسِنَةِ رُسُلِهِ. That has been conveyed to them upon the tongues of his messengers. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah the Most High has said, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you assume that we have created you in play? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And that you shall not be brought back to us. From Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 115th verse. وَقَالَ لِنَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And he said to his Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. Verily the one that has imposed upon you the Qur'an, he has sent down the Qur'an and imposed duties upon you through it, he is certainly going to bring you back to Ma'ad. Some of the scholars have said this is a reference to returning back to Mecca, and Ma'ad is from the names of Mecca. But here Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen does not intend this angle of tafsir. He intends Ma'ad being the resurrection after death. And that's from Surah Al-Qasas, the 85th verse. Athani, the second of the two issues we'll look at today. That is, Al-Imanu bil-Hisabi wal-Jazai. To believe in the account and the recompense. Yuhasabu al-Abdu ala amalihi. A worshipper, a servant, a slave, meaning the human being, a person, shall be made accountable for his actions. Wayujaza alayhi. And recompense for them. وَقَدْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ. And the book, the Qur'an, has proven this point. وَالسُنَّةُ. And the sunnah as well. وَإِجْمَاعُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And the consensus of the Muslims. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ. Allah the Most High has said, إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ. Verily to us is their return. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. Then upon us is their reckoning or their account. From Surah Al-Ghashiyah, the closing verses. وَقَالَ. And Allah has said, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever comes with a good deed, then he shall have 10 times its like, meaning in reward. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجَزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. And whoever does an evil deed, then he shall not be recompensed except with its likes, meaning what it actually warrants. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they are not going to be oppressed. From Surah Al-An'am, the 160th verse. وَقَالَ. And Allah has said, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ And we have placed the scales of justice down for the day of judgment. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا And so no soul shall be oppressed. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا And if it was something as small as the tiny grain of a mustard seed, then we come with it. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ Sufficient are we as one who will bring the creation to account. وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا And on the authority of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. And the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. قَالَ He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْنِي الْمُؤْمِنَ Allah will bring the believer close, meaning on the day of judgment, at the time of reckoning. فَيَضَعُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفَهُ وَيَسْتُرُهُ And he'll place his garment over him, a screen over him, and screen him by it. فَيَقُولُ أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا And he'll say to him, Do you know this sin here and that sin there? فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ أَيْ رَبِّي And then he says, Yes, my Lord, حَتَّى إِذَا قَرَّرَهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ Until he has made him acknowledge all of his sins. وَرَأَى أَنَّهُ قَدْ حَلَكُ And he will believe at that time that he is going to be destroyed. قَالَ قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا And then Allah says to him, I have screened these things for you in the worldly life. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ And today I forgive them for you. اللهم مغفرتك We ask Allah for his forgiveness. فَيُعْطَى كِتَابَ حَسَنَاتِهِ And then he'll be given his record of good deeds. وَأَمَّا الْكُفَّارُ وَالْمُنَافِقُونَ As for the disbelievers and the hypocrites, فَيُنَادَى بِهِمْ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ Then they will be called out in front of all of the creation. هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ These are the ones who have lied upon their Lord. أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ Nay, the curse of Allah be upon the oppressive ones. That's مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ a hadith which was agreed upon, meaning collected by both imams of Sunnah, Bukhari and Muslim, in their sahih authentic compilations of hadith. وَصَحَّ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ And it's authentically reported from our Prophet that he said, May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. أَنَّ مَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ Whoever intends to do a good deed, فَعَمِلَهَا And he does it. كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah writes it with him as 10 good deeds. إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ All the way up to 700 times its value. إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ To many times more than that. وَأَنَّ مَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ And also one, anyone who intends a bad deed, فَعَمِلَهَا And he does it. كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً And Allah writes it down upon him as one single sin. We thank Allah Ta'ala for his graciousness, his lenience, and his love for his creation. We ask him to forgive us. وَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَىٰ إِثْبَاتِ الْحِسَابِ وَالْجَزَاءِ عَلَىٰ الْأَعْمَالِ And the entire body of Muslim scholars have agreed to affirm the reckoning and the recompense that is based on the deeds of the servant. وَهُوَ مُقْتَضَى الْحِكْمَةِ And it as well is what is in line with wisdom. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْزَلَ الْكُتُبَ For verily Allah the Most High has sent books of revelation وَأَرْسَلَ الرُّسُولَ And He has sent messengers of revelation وَفَرَضَ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ قَبُولَ مَا جَاءُوا بِهِ And He has obliged His servants to accept what they have come with وَالْعَمَلَ بِمَا يَجِبُ الْعَمَلُ بِهِ مِنْهُ And to act in accordance to what is required to act by from the message of those messengers, what they have come with. وَأَوْجَبَ قِتَالَ الْمُعَارِضِينَ لَهُ And he has required, he has made an obligation to fight those who oppose that. وَأَحَلَّ دِمَاءَهُمْ And he has declared their blood to be permissible. وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ And their offspring, وَنِسَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, and their women and their property. And that is related to the Islamic military system and the goals of the Islamic military system under the established and recognized leader of a Muslim country. That is something specific to his priorities and his management of the Muslim military system. That address is not aimed at people who are not under a Muslim leader, nor are they participants in an established, legitimate Muslim military system like us living in the West. فَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ حِسَابٌ, had there been no account, وَلَا جَزَاءٌ, and no recompense, لَكَانَ هَذَا مِنَ الْعَبَثِ, then all of this, the creation and all of the sending of the messengers, the books, the order to deal with those who oppose that message and so on, it's all games and play, no benefit and nothing serious connected to it. الَّذِي يُنَزَّهُ الرَّبُّ الْحَكِيمُ عَنْهُ, the kind of play that the wise Lord and Creator, sustainer of the creation, is to be exonerated above. وَقَدْ أَشَارَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى ذَلِكَ, and Allah the Most High has referenced that concept, بِقَوْلِهِ, when He said, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, and most certainly we are going to question those who have had the messengers come to them, وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and most certainly we are going to question the messengers. فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ, and certainly we are going to inform them with certain knowledge, with sure knowledge. Meaning we are going to inform them of what they used to do with clear knowledge. وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ, and never are we absent, we are always present. Meaning through knowledge, through seeing, through hearing and so on. And those are the sixth and seventh verses of Surah Al-A'raf. And with this we close today a short session because of the special events we have there in our beloved masjid, the Islamic Center of Palm Beach, where our brothers have gathered. May Allah Ta'ala bless their gathering, grant them goodness and protect them from evil. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
We're asking for advice concerning the role of the masjid in the life of the Muslim as it relates to education and praying in Jama'ah. For example, now that we have our new imam, Ustaz Saeed Rana, may Allah preserve him. Well, we have classes three times a week, and the salawats are here, he's here to lead. So do you have any advice as to encourage us in reviving the role of the masjid in the life of the Muslim?
Barakallahu feekum. You've asked about the role of the masjid in the life of the Muslim. That's the topic of a lecture in and of itself. But briefly, at this occasion that you step forward into, inshallah, a new chapter in the ongoing history of the Islamic Center of Palm Beach, may Allah Ta'ala bless its maintainers and those who visit and pray there. Going forward, I say firstly, Allah Ta'ala has said, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There are houses that Allah has given permission for the erection of, the building of, and the maintenance of. Meaning He has ordered them to be erected and to be maintained. And that His name would be mentioned therein, raised and mentioned. In those houses, you find men, and they are the ones who maintain those houses, and they are the ones who make mention of Allah Ta'ala. Morning and evening, there are men, rijalun, rijal, real men. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع. No business, no trade, no commerce distracts them, keeps them away from the worship of Allah Ta'ala in these houses. عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا. They mention Allah therein, they establish the prayer, they pay the zakat, and they are afraid of a day. They are afraid of that day which we have mentioned in this lesson. This is a testimony from Allah Ta'ala in Surah An-Nur. where Allah Ta'ala testifies to the faith of those who maintain the masjid. And may Allah Ta'ala make us from them. So beginning with the establishment of the salah, the sacredness and the honor of a masjid being firmly established in the heart of the believer when he attends. It's not like any other place. He does not come and sit down like he sits down in a restaurant. He only comes in and sits in it after having prayed 2 rak'ats at any time of the day or the night. إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدَ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّ رَكَعْتَيْنِ. If any of you enters a masjid, let him not sit until he first offers 2 units of prayer, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered. The sanctity of the house of Allah Ta'ala has to be upheld. It is the place where Allah Ta'ala is worshipped alone. His mention is made. No trade is mentioned therein, and no one announces lost property. This sanctuary is firm and grounded in the heart of the believer and within his actions. And he maintains the house of Allah Ta'ala with his money, with his body, by praying there 5 times a day, by spending on it, taking care of its bills and its expenses, and so on. And he maintains the masjid, the house of Allah Ta'ala, and it is the believers who maintain the houses of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And there could be much mentioned, but I'll add one thing here that I need to close on, as our iqama here in Al-Masjid Al-Awwal is just a moment away now. That is the importance of regular education. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِتَعَلُّمُ. Knowledge is only the result of efforts made to pursue it. You need to be diligent in attending the house of Allah Ta'ala for educational opportunities. Like this one and others, you have Mondays, Monday nights, you have Wednesday nights, you have Friday nights with Ustaz Saeed. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The most beloved deeds to Allah Ta'ala are those done most consistently, even if they are few or small or not great in nature. Something done consistently is beloved to Allah. Can you, Ya Abdullah, you Amat Allah, servant of Allah, can you set aside in your week a time that is to educate yourself and your family and stick to that and not compromise that throughout your week, no matter what comes up, and you make it a priority, and you say, this is my class, at least 1 time a week. And for those of you who have more time, 2 or 3 times a week in the masjid, learning your religion with humility, with humbleness to Allah Ta'ala, with a cooperative spirit between yourselves and your teacher, thinking good of him as he is someone that we think good of, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to bless his efforts, and to bless his gatherings, and to grant him the ability to speak the truth in every situation, and to aid his brothers who call to the truth, and to connect his brothers locally to the scholars of Al-Islam with sincerity and true following of the Messenger. We ask him for this. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of you success in establishing a community, muta'awineena fima baynakum, with true Salafi brotherhood and cooperation between you, that is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and in true, genuine following of the authentic sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon the way of his beloved companions ridwanullahi alayhim, and the imams of the early Muslims called the Salaf. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us love for that way and cooperation with our brothers upon that way. وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله